Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the very rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, here we are once more at the Keynote Club, beginning of another year. We're sweeping out the sawdust and mopping down the tables. Bar staff are getting out the bootleg liquor, and we're all prepared for another great evening of rhythm and blues. And you'll be saying now, when is this guy going to stop talking and start playing music? Well, it'll be soon, soon, soon.
Soon, 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 or I can't go on. today. It's gotta be soon, soon, soon again. And if it ain't soon, 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 I'll soon be gone.
That was Big John Greer, one of the luminaries of the New York rhythm and blues scene in the 50s. And that was Soon, Soon, Soon. It was issued on Groove 108 from 1955. Okay, let's move down now somewhere a little bit warmer. This is down to New Orleans and a very young Art Neville and old-time rock and roll. That's what we play on this program.
Why don't you come on listen to what I'm talking about? You grab your pretty baby and you sing and you shout. You go into a dance, then you swing around. And brother, you be joining all the cats in town. You romp and then you stomp deep down in your soul. You be doing that old time rock and roll. You take her by the arm and lead her down the aisle. You swing and then you sway and then you rock a while. You move it to the left and then you move to the right. You get that old feeling, wanna dance all night. Won't trade this night for all the silver and gold. You be doing that old time rock and roll. When you find yourself feeling blue, all low down, don't know what to do. You find out what everybody's talking about. You grab your pretty baby and you jump and you shout. Now you be swinging out together and playing around. Kicking up your heels, really acting a clown. Reeling and rocking all over the place. Enjoying every minute with no time to waste. You'll be feeling that rhythm deep down in your soul. You'll be doing that old time rock and roll. Come on now. Now when you find yourself feeling blue, all low down, don't know what to do. You find out what everybody's talking about. You grab your pretty baby and you jump and you shout. Now you be swinging out together and playing around. Kicking up your heels, really acting a clown. Reeling and rocking all over the place. Enjoying every minute with no time to wait. You'll be feeling that rhythm deep down in your soul. You'll be doing that old time rock and roll now.
With strong influences there of Huey Piano Smith, that was a very young Art Neville. Yes, he of the Neville Brothers, New Orleans aristocracy. Old-time rock and roll. And that was from the time when Specialty came down to New Orleans to record. That was on Specialty SP2165. It was recorded sometime between 56 and 58, but not released until an album or CD, maybe around in the 1980s sometime. Okay, let's now go to Memphis and have a Sun recording. This is James Cotton.
My baby, kind of fine. My baby, kind of fine. Give me some wine, take my time. My baby, find me. My baby, find me. She'll be happy, girl can be. Thank you. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Love, baby. All right. Now, baby. Ah, baby. Oh, baby. My baby. My baby. Ah, baby. Oh, baby. My baby. Oh, baby. My baby. Oh, baby. My baby. Oh, baby.
Well, that was a real rocker from James Cotton. My Baby was on Sun 199 from 1954. A lot of Sun records are very collectible. If you had that one, I imagine you could probably buy a new car on the strength of putting it on eBay. Anyway, that was My Baby. Now it's time for the Rockabilly Spot. And this week, it's Tiny Tim and his Tornadoes. And I've got to find someone. That was Tiny Tim and his Tornadoes. Tiny Tim, real name Leon Bowman. And that was on a very unusual label, Teen's Choice, TC8. It was from 1960. And now for the truly rare record spot. And so, as so often is the case, we're going back to Paramount. Paramount Records, a legendary record company from the 1920s up to the early 1930s. Some of the finest blues music ever was recorded for Paramount. This particular record I have held in my hand at one time. It's currently for sale for $25,000 minimum bid in an auction. So if you've got some money, you couldn't do better than invest in Paramount. 12975, it's Sliding Delta by the great Tommy Johnson.
Don't you know it?
To the best of my knowledge, there are only two copies of that record extant. That was Tommy Johnson, Sliding Delta, from 1929. Tommy lived on until the 50s, but sadly died in 1956, just before the period when a lot of the old blues guys were being rediscovered. Tommy was an alcoholic and he just didn't make it. Okay, let's move on now to the jazz spot. Here's some jazz men playing blues, and one of the guys with the real blues feeling was Horace Silver, and this is a Blue Note 45 from 1957. It's No Smoking.
Thank you.
some piano pyrotechnics there from Horace Silver. That was on Blue Note 45-1673, and that was No Smoking. Well, the next track is hardly rare. In fact, it was a big hit, but it's a very nice record. This is Ruth Brown and Teardrops from My Eyes.
Every time it rains, I think of you, and that's the time I feel so blue. When the rain starts to fall and my love comes tumbling down, and it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Well, if you see clouds here in my eyes, it's just because you said goodbye. Although the sun is shining, there's no summer sky. Still it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Remember the night you told me how love would always be. I wouldn't be blue and lonely. Well, if you'd come back to me, every single cloud would disappear. I'd wear a smile if you were here. So baby, won't you hurry, because I need you so. And it's raining teardrops from my eyes.
Ruth Brown, Teardrops from My Eyes. Ruth was one of the stars of Atlantic, and that was on Atlantic Records 919 and dates back to 1950. Well, next up is a guy who should have been a star, one a really nice fella and a superb player. He was just such a great guy to be with. It's Eddie Taylor, and this is Train Fare.
Mommy, you're ready.
Eddie Taylor, vocal and guitar. Billy Boy Arnold on the harmonica. Don't know who the pianist is. Sounded a bit like Henry Gray. And no doubt some of Chicago's finest on the rhythm section. That was Train Fare. It was recorded in 1964 by VJ, who were going through a difficult time then. And it was unissued, I think, at the time. But we're very glad to have it now. Eddie Taylor and Train Fare. Okay, now it is time for the gospel spot. And this week I've gone back to my all-time favourite gospel group, the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. Originally known as the Jackson Harmoniers, they were just singing along, five blind kids from a blind school, and they noticed that in the adjoining state of Alabama, a group called the Five Blind Boys of Alabama were making hit records, and they thought, well, maybe we could be the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. And so it was. Here's the Blind Boys, led by Archie Brownlee, and It's a Wonder.
Oh, it's a
wonder what the Lord can do.
What the Lord can do.
Wonder what the Lord can do.
Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. It's a Wonder. And that was on also on VJ, VJ 849, and was issued in 1957. Well, if you wondered what you were listening to, you're listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. And we're on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and up on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. If you like this kind of stuff, then if you go onto the website, you'll find all of the previous Keynote Clubs podcast up there, and you can download them and listen to them at your leisure. In the meantime, I must leave you for this important message.
I'm a VIP, and I want to live around people just like myself, rich and divorced.
Shady Acres.
I'm Avery Carrington.
Shady Acres is an incredible, upscale, state-of-the-art, top-notch condominium development.
Condo.
A short drive out of town on some pristine wetlands. Away from the noise and uninvited diversity of the city.
Shady Acres.
And when you buy into that dream that is Shady Acres, not only do you get a luxurious 5,000-square-foot condo with underground parking for your newly acquired sports car, but there's also a jacuzzi for entertaining.
Jacuzzi.
Each condo is tastefully furnished with a stock bar and an exotic water bed shaped like a dollar sign. Shady Acres also has a golf range, firing range, helipad, and exotic petting zoo when your kids come to visit.
Shady Acres.
You're successful? Start defining your lifestyle. Start defining yourself.
Shady Acres.
Shady Acres. Happiness is worth the price.
Shady Acres.
Yeah, that was Joe Houston, Joe Wildman Houston, and Way Out on the very collectible Money label, Money 203, from back in 1954. Okay, let's have now another lady. This is Alma Mundy, who was known as the Lollipop Mama. She was from New Orleans, and this is a New Orleans band playing A Job for a Jockey.
Late at night.
What a driving voice. That was Alma Mundy, the Lollipop Mama, with George Miller and his midriffs, A Job for a Jockey. Recorded on Mercury in 1949. I can't find an issue take number for that one either, so maybe they'd... that was a mistake. That would have been a hit, I'm sure, if they'd issued it. Anyway, let's move on to another star. This is Ray Charles and Roll With My Baby.
My sweetheart, last night around about 10, she said, hold me, sweet papa, squeeze me every now and then. I keep a rolling with my baby, I keep a rolling with my baby, I keep a rolling with my baby, cause she's sweet that way. We went out to a movie, stopped in the very last row. We hadn't been there a good 5 minutes before she's ready to go. I had to roll with my baby, I had to roll with my baby, I had to roll with my baby, cause she's sweet that way. I've got a quarter, a nickel and a dime. Can't buy me no a whiskey, I guess I'll have to settle for wine. And then I can roll with my baby, I know I can roll with my baby, I'm sure I can roll with my baby, cause she's sweet that way. A sweet a woman, I'll never let her go, cause deep down inside of me, Lord knows I love her so. I'll keep rolling with my baby, I'll keep rolling with my baby, I'll keep rolling with my baby, cause she's sweet that way.
If you go to Memphis, you may be able to find a hamburger joint called Ernestine and Hazel's. And upstairs from there is where the Ray Charles Band used to stay when they were in town. And if you ask them real nicely, they'll let you play Ray Charles' piano, which is still there, right in the barroom of the little hotel above the hamburger joint. That was Ray Charles, Roll With My Baby, Atlantic 976, from 1952, when he was still under the influence of Nat King Cole and hadn't really developed that gospel style that made him famous. Next up is a Cajun track. This is the Jambalaya Cajun Band, and My Turn Will Come.
Tu t'en fais traîner, tu connais ta pas bien fait, tu peux me quitter pour court, ça y est, mais mon tour va venir un jour. Thank you. faire mon tour parmi les jours. Ça fait pas rien quoi si tu dis, tu peux quitter pour cool, ça y est, mais mon tour parmi les jours. Quand t'as un autre à ton côté, et mon souhait est satisfait, tu m'as quitté pour cool, ça y est, mais mon tour parmi les jours.
That was the Jambalaya Cajun Band, led by Terry Huval on fiddle and Kenneth David on bass. Well, now we're going to turn to a group that have been crowd pleasers for 50 years or more. But this is back when they started. This is Joey D and the Starlighters and The Girl I Walked to School, their very first record. That was Joey D and the Starlighters, subsequently achieved national fame or international fame as the house band at the Peppermint Lounge in New York. That was Rogers Freeman on the vocal. I think he left the group soon after that and Joey D took over. There were quite a lot of different members of the Starlighters over the 50 years or so that it was in existence, including one obscure guitar player by the name of Jimi Hendrix. That was The Girl I Walked to School on Little, 813-4 from 1958.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's that time. It's the challenging record of the week. And this time we're going back to Mike Russo and... This is from 1963. It was in the days when the cha-cha-cha was a popular dance craze, and this is Her Dad's Got Money, cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Money, 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 money. I used to
to go Sally, my sweetheart. I used to go Jenny, my honey. But I know I'm gonna call you my wife, 'cause I found out your dad's got money. I don't care that your bill's so flappy. I don't care that your face is funny. To me, you look like a million bucks, rich of your share of your daddy's money. I used to think that the sight of you could stop a train in its tracks. But now I can't hold you tight enough since I saw your dad's three Cadillacs. Oh, my friends think I'm nuts when they meet you, but they're gonna learn I'm no dummy. When I retire at 17 with your dad, dear old daddy's money. Train and its tracks. But now I can't hold you tight enough since I saw your dad's three Cadillacs. My friends think I'm nuts when they meet you, but they're gonna learn I'm no dummy. When I retire at 17 with your dad, dear old daddy's money. Yeah, your dad, dear old daddy's money.
Baby, every dollar brings us closer together.
That was Her Dad's Got Money, Cha-Cha-Cha. And If Anybody Cares was on Big Top, and it was from 1963. Okay, let's hear Eddie Tex Curtis.
Shake, pretty baby, shake. Shake, pretty baby, shake. Shake, pretty baby, shake. Shake, pretty baby, shake. Shake, pretty baby, that's the way I like it.
That's the way we like it.
Well, shake, 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 pretty baby, shake. Shake, shake, pretty baby, shake. Shake, shake, pretty baby, shake. Shake, shake. Pretty baby, shake, pretty baby. That's the way I like it.
That's the way we like it.
Baby, shake it.
Ow.
Please don't break it. Wiggle.
Uh-oh.
Please don't giggle. Use it.
Okay.
Please don't bruise it. Drill me.
Oh.
Please don't chill me. Shake, pretty baby. That's the way I like it.
Well, that's the way we like it.
Well, shake, shake, shake. Pretty baby, shake, shake, shake.
On the G label, G number 9, that was from 1954, Eddie Tex Curtis and Shake Pretty Baby Shake. Yeah, that's the way I like it too. But I guess the truth hurts.
Well, oh baby, I love you. And I will tell you why your loving is so fine. all mine. Well, you know I still love you, even though you gotta go. That you told me things I never should know. But baby, to think you've been untrue will make me be untrue to you. Well, I know you meant well to try to alert me. You stayed so long. Well, I'm gonna miss you, and I will tell you why. Loving is so fine, and you never told me a lie. Baby, the truth hurts time, and I wanna have a letter, it's gonna be all mine. I should have known when that you did wrong. But baby, you broke down, told me why you stayed so long. Well, I'm gonna miss you, and I will tell you why. Your loving is so fine, and you never told me a lie. But baby, the truth is
The Truth Hurts, Bobby Bird and the Birds. That was from 1956 and was on Cash 1031. As you can tell from the surface noise, that was a 78. Well, just time for one more. And this is appropriately titled, I Go Into Orbit, and that's what I'm going to do. It's Johnny AC, and it was on Fling 728 from 1962.